fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Tuesday, the 24th of November. Prepper tip of the day continues to be pray for our president, pray for his family, pray for our republic. Maintain your situational awareness and hunker down and get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip includes get those dental issues taken care of. It's normal not to want to be in a dental chair. I understand that. But don't put it off. Get those dental issues taken care of. It would be one less thing to be concerned about when all hell breaks loose. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. We have Steve O'Neill, a nuclear engineer, scientist, and my friend Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Well, gentlemen, I think, Steve O'Neill, we were with you. Explain,
yes.
and not too difficult or long terms, what this ecological breakdown disaster is, sir, please.
We're in an ELE right now. We've lost 2/3 of the ocean plankton. We've lost 80% of the insects. I don't know where the birds are following suit. Our species rate die off. Extinction rate is around 300 species a day. At the rate we're going, it will hit zero at the current slope.
Yeah, well, let me stop you. ELE is extinction level event, correct?
Yeah, yes.
All right, go ahead.
Exactly. It's not, we're not being hit by an asteroid. We're being hit by the consequences of our own over-industrialization and, in particular, the weaponization of weather. This is Dane Wigginton's thesis, and he's done 15, 20 years of research in it. And has hit tremendous stone walls at Lawrence Livermore and NOAA and everybody else, because they're under gag orders about it. It's highly classified. And it's really the biggest single issue going on right now. Forget elections, politics, and economics.
Well, Steve, I want to help you out here. And everybody, I want to reinforce what you're saying. I first started reporting on the die-off of flying insects 10 years ago. And I have on my website a letter from a British entomologist. That's a scientist who studies insects. I've actually seen some slight increase this past summer of 2020, but anybody can do this. Just drive at the speed limit during the summertime, and see if there's any bugs on your windshield. I mean, that's how simple this is, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it's an interesting measure, and if you've lived for more than 10 or 20 years, you really notice the difference. That and the loss of what we used to call blue skies, it's dramatic. And we're entering...
It's scary. It's scary.
Yeah,
it is. The world we live in, the world that keeps us alive, cannot exist without bugs. Is that a pretty accurate statement there, Steve?
That or upper level zone. that's going away. Baines, NASA engineer, is taking measurements on the micro holes, and these are increasing at a rate which we're going to hit zero around 2026 also. You can't sustain life, let alone crops, under such circumstances. Obviously, a large nonlinear event is going to occur between now and then. Well, say the 50% point, which I doubt it will take that long, is 2023. Well, that ain't so long from now because it's almost 2021.
Right.
But thinking about that, never mind, for instance, the ice data on the North Pole, they're both melting like mad right now. But the ice inventory in 1979, North Arctic, was about 16,800 cubic kilometers. In 2012, it was around 3,600 or so. The zero intercept, and it has some variation, is September 2020. However, it's been extended because they keep pumping weather up there to try to keep a slush layer on there to keep the Arctic reflective. When that stops or fails, which is soon, then we have a whole other series of events occur which are potentially deadly. There is a way they're going to have to intervene with this. And I talked with Bain really 2.5 years ago about this, and suddenly I realized what they're going to have to do. This gets back to the Earth change issue, sort of. There are two ways I know of to dramatically intervene with a past point of no return situation when it comes to greenhouse feedback mechanism. And I'm talking about the fast stuff that's getting ready to happen now, the methane in particular, which is accelerating. We had a 32% increase in methane sites just in the last year. It's going to dramatically increase. There are two ways to intervene with this on the large scale and several on the small. We've been doing the small. It's called the aerosol dispersion by airplane geoengineering, which originally had its origins in weather manipulation in the Arctic. That's where we started losing the ozone layer down there. The Antarctic. And then the other is burning of the forests, which is largely deliberate to increase particulate concentration. These are stopgap measures that are failing. And they will fail on the order of the next few years. The issue is, how do you then do something more dramatic? Well, there are two ways I know of. One is something on the order of a Yellowstone event or a group of them of similar magnitude, which would require thermonuclear-shaped charges to get any kind of yield. Number two, a nuclear war on the order of a couple of thousand warheads. This gets back into Joel Skousen's work, on a completely different analysis, but the same thing in the same time frame, early mid-2020s. The situation with Iran, of course, can become a pretext. It's too early. We're too early by a couple of years, I believe. That said, attacking Iran will not be a picnic, and if I were, I would put the warheads in the United States, not in Iran. I would put them here and use them in a special way. I'm sure they know how to do that. In 2002 or early 2003, I got a phone call at work from a fellow that worked where I was. He was at the Sandia Labs in a classified conference. However, he could call me on an open line and talk about things that I knew from the open literature and my studies. I was working on the heavy matter hydrogen bomb concept for very different reasons, not related to the weapon or my work directly. But there were several things he asked me. Some of them I cannot repeat. One of them, however, was the monitoring of Iran and their uranium stores and their facilities. I told him flat out, look, when you put them deep inside of a mountain, your satellites, the best you could possibly hope for is very low-level flights with sodium iodide or some other detector to try to pick up a differential in the background, and you'd have to spend enough time doing that, and you'd get shot down. I don't think we can if they're smart enough to put them deep in the mountains. Well, guess where they are? You can hide a warhead very easily down there, or a group of them. And if it were my job to get a dozen pits into the United States, I could do it.
Well, that's scary.
They're only the size, they're the size of a grapefruit. You can shield them. You have to exercise great protocols, especially if you're under the scrutiny of Israel and the United States. But, yes, it can be done. You don't build a gigantic hydrogen bomb or even a suitcase nuke, which is, by the way, not easy to do, and just send it. You take either the uranium or plutonium billets or the pit, and you send it alone, shielded, and under special circumstances. The rest of it, the other components, you ship separately, UPS if you must, and you assemble them at the target location, use them. I'll tell you something. I think our nuclear stations are bearings in severe danger. They're the one thing that you don't have to blow up the reactor building like Israel did at Osirak in Baghdad. You can destroy their ability to cool themselves and obtain off-site power and their emergency diesel. You'll have Chernobyls all over the place.
You mean, sorry, nuclear station, you mean nuclear electric generating plants, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they're quite vulnerable, even though they're rather well protected. It's a serious concern of mine, and I believe that that if you want to, you really don't even need to do that. 50 or better yet, a couple of hundred fellows with high-powered rifles can destroy our grid to the point at which the death rate in the United States will greatly exceed nuclear war statistics. You know, it's a grid-down situation, and you talk about the EMP thing and all that. That's all related. These are sobering realities that I'm sure the think tanks have well thought out. They're not much of.
Let's take a call here. We're going into a lot of different areas. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to everyone there.
Good morning.
I don't want to sound confrontational, but to Steve O'Neill and others that are talking about violent earth changes, I've got to wonder, you know, I could get hit by lightning. We may be hit by an asteroid. We can't stop it. We're not God. So we can't stop this stuff. Steve, what would be your solution to control these so-called, and I'm not doing it to be mean, trust me, but to control these so-called violent earth changes? What is the answer, Steve? Do we have it within our power?
Largely, we're going to be facing music no matter what we do, because we're already down the rabbit hole. Dane Wigginton is the one that I would refer you to, because he's been saying it all along. Stop.
I'm familiar with Dane.
Yes, and stop what we're doing. Now, there's another interesting dimension to this. Donald Trump is lost in a 1956 view of endless expansion and growth, which does not apply. Unfortunately, the eco-green argument being put forth, and certainly Biden is lined with this, is also a false pretext. It's partial truths that are being used to disguise what's really going on, and so nobody has the right answers. We have to stop destroying our planet that is our source of life now, and with whatever economic consequences those are.
Listen, Steve, allow me to interrupt you for a moment. We would be much better off. You know, we're talking about stop destroying the planet. And I know it's not heaven, so it's never going to happen. If we could just stop destroying one another, if we could let people live in their own countries as long as they're not a threat. Iran has been silent for the most part since 1979, 1980. But yet when crap goes bad, when the stuff hits the fan, the first thing we hear from anyone in our government, anyone on the radio, any of the talking heads, is what a threat Iran is. I don't buy it for one moment. Now, do they want to destroy us? Well, I don't know, Steve. If I had a nation like the United States that was part of a NATO alliance that I knew, thought I had no right to self-governance of my, and I'm not an apologist for Iran, but if they thought I had no right to govern my own country, I would feel threatened by that nation, and I think anyone with any sense would be. So that's the, we're talking about stopping an asteroid or stopping the grass from dying. Questions that arise with the disappearing of the insects. Well, I know insects like incandescent light. Are they opposed to halogen or quartz or LED, and they just don't go around the light so you don't see them? I'm telling you, the woods are full of ticks. They're full of beetles. They're full of bugs here in Tennessee. There's no shortage of insects. You made a statement, and I'll say this, and then I'll let you respond. You made a statement, 300 species, I believe, disappearing a day. I'd like to know how you determined that, how you found it, where your information comes from, because I don't buy that either.
Carl Dane Wigginton, and the other thing I need to remind you of is that the eastern United States, eastern North America, is a glaring exception to what's going on all over the world. I see a reduction in insects here in the Ozarks. Definitely. It's certainly a loss of birds. Dramatic. It's much worse in other
places. But you're referring me to Dean Wigginton. I'm familiar with Dean Wigginton. I've been talking about chemtrails and contrails and the differences between the two for many years. So I understand Dean Wigginton. But at the same time, are you getting your information from Dean, or are you arriving at it from other sources?
He's not the only source, of course. He's probably the best. But the thing is, if you're sitting in Tennessee looking at the bugs, I understand your situation. The Ozarks and the Alleghenies, Appalachians, are relatively fortunate in the world. They're not what's going on. Listen, the Muslim diaspora in Europe is not immigration. Those are refugees because we've induced drought in those areas on purpose. Also, by the way, that's Iran's complaint in the United Nations. The United States is manipulating their weather, which they are. I never said that Iran was a threat. They can be. They can be and have a right to be. But we have been meddling with their affairs for many decades, along with a number of other nations. Wesley Clark talked about that whole operation that ends up in Iran, you know, his experience in the Pentagon. The bottom line is, no, we have no business trying to destroy Iran, and they have every right to defend themselves. Here again, it's a complicated issue because of their relationship with Israel. But the thing is that the United States is the major problem here. It is the modern Roman Empire that's meddling with everybody else's business. You want to know the truth?
Well, yes. I'm glad to hear you say that. I am glad to hear you say that. One more thing to Steve Bannoun, if you would. You know, Steve, I read a book, and the last book in that book talked about earthquakes in diverse places and birth pains. You know, it's funny to me, Steve, that book has been around so long, but yet people are refusing to accept it as truth for the most part. Now, the men on this panel, they may all be accepting that it's true. But this world is trying to run itself, and somehow we're adding credence to men of great stature and paper and diplomas from colleges that were created as Christian universities that have been long since been usurped. But we're giving credence to Dean Wigginton or others that are supposedly worldly prophets that are telling us what's coming, when there's been a book that's been telling us what's coming for thousands of years, and we've thrown it to the side.
Okay. John,
I agree.
When you move on, John, we do thank you for your call. We'll get Steve Bannoun's comment.
Thank
Please,
you.
Steve, go ahead.
I agree wholeheartedly with John on that issue there, you know, because the Bible has foretold these things. And what we also see, too,
hold on, Steve. We'll get your back to your comments after.
Because there's such an opposition.
Hold on. We got a break, Steve. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Fix bayonets!
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th. Remember, this hour brought to you by EMP Shield. So you, people you love, can make that one trip. That one most important trip to get home after EMP. Steve Bannoon, you were beginning to give us some response here when we got cut off, sir.
Yes, and as John was saying, yes, the Bible, especially the words of Jesus in the New Testament, as well as the prophets in the Old Testament, have prophesied so many things that would be coming. And as he said, earthquakes, diverse places, things like that, is what John said. But what people don't realize, what's going on geopolitically and globally in the wars and stuff around the world, is nothing but the Oded Enon plan that Israel has been doing, following Zoharic and Talmudic writings, trying to bring to pass certain the destruction of Iran, because they believe that Iran must be destroyed. We need to remember, like General Wesley Clark, when he first exposed this, that we had to take down seven nations in 5 years, which the time frame's way off, but we're getting very close to taking all seven nations down. And sadly, sadly, we have been fighting, and you're talking to a guy that was born to Jewish parents, we are fighting Zionistic wars. And the only people that have really had the audacity to come out and really speak against this in favor of these countries, although I don't agree with the Muslim religion or any of these things like this, but still, as everybody has even admitted, Steve O'Neill has said the same, they have a right to defend themselves. Because in reality, we have blood on our hands, and we're not following the principles of Christ to begin with when we're doing something like this. This is their globalist agenda, and because of the people's love for Israel, they have been willing to do it, but it's only been Jewish people that have really been willing to step forward, and many of them are, they're not believers like myself, they're Jewish people that care about humanity, and they're trying to get people to wake up to stop supporting this massive death around the world.
What's up? Good comment there, Sheila. Let's take a caller here. We got Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
I've been following that Armstrong guy for a while. He's a bit of a cult figure. He's a convicted felon, served a number of years in prison. I think he's, about 80 years old nowadays, right? His predictions, unlike what Steve was saying, have really not been that accurate. Besides, I don't believe that he has got the only AI program out there in the world, as Steve was saying. But let me go over a few. He was talking about the sovereign debt crisis going to start in 2015. Really never happened. Didn't happen. Gold, he thought gold was going to zoom up around 2015. He was talking about, back in 2009 or 2010, he was talking about gold heading to 5,000. It's languishing at 1,800 now. Let's see, he's also talked about, what other things? Commodities in general, he's big into that. He charges thousands of dollars to go to his conferences. I just don't buy the guy. Okay, that's my two cents on Armstrong, so everybody be careful about Armstrong. Do some research before you get involved with the guy. The other thing, 40 years I've been flying jet fighters and airliners. And his Wigington character, most of the stuff he says about jet engines, about contrails, chemtrails, most of it's wrong. In the military, we did have a mission that was an alternative mission to actually use biologicals. Guess what? You can't use those at high altitude. You have to use them at low altitude. So spraying contrails at high altitude for biologicals, I know he's gotten away from that a little bit because it doesn't work. You can't do biologicals. The UVs kill the biologicals by the time they get all the way down, and you can't aim them. They're just too widespread. So that Wigington, half the stuff he says is just it's not right. The guy's wrong about his whole business on airliners and dispersion of aerosols out of every airliner out there. Okay, sure, they put out exhaust. But his contrail information is wrong as well. The other thing I'd like to say is, guess what? Global warming gases, if we want to get a handle on those, shut off the volcanoes. Human beings are not responsible for a very, very, very small percentage of global warming aerosols. It's not our problem. It's not us. It's a phase of the Earth. It's going on different planets. It is a astronomical phenomena is the way I look at it. The Earth heating up, the volcanic activity increasing, it's not something we can control, and that's just my two cents.
Okay, good comments. Thank you, Dave. We have about an hour break. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 24th of November. My website is at libertyman.com. We've got the Black Friday sale on energy cleaners in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Any place you already be paying full price, don't talk to my order takers about the Black Friday sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. I process the discount manually. So it goes until midnight the 30th. If you're mailing a check, just be sure it's postmarked before midnight the 30th to get your discount, your Black Friday sale discount on energy cleaners and mattress pads. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. This is our Tuesday morning roundtable, and Dave from Texas made quite a few statements there, Steve O'Neill, about Mr. Martin and Martin Armstrong, and I want to give you a chance to respond, sir.
Okay, so let's address these. Well, these are important considerations to bring up. First of all, with Armstrong, he's not a crystal ball, and there's a distinction here between specific predictive indices that are on the short term versus the general analysis, which involves a much larger swath of information and predictive power. Don't confuse the two. He does not favor metals, and he's not there. He's certainly anything but a gold bug. I see this all the time. People out there, no matter what gold is doing, it's time to buy it. Of course, that's baloney. Armstrong's codes are extremely accurate on the larger picture. And, of course, the short-term trading, the trading indices, those analyses are a different matter, really, and they are subject to uncertainties because of the shortness of their span of data and applicability. When I say his codes have not been an error, I'm not talking about them, and that should be distinguished. With regard to Wigington, I am at a disadvantage in the sense that I really don't know the merit of his claims on commercial aircraft. There's an awful lot of evidence that there's a significant amount going on, that there are auxiliary nozzles and so forth. Other than that, I don't really worry about that so much. It's the military application that I'm more concerned about, the massive classified program that's international. And that is the real problem here. A lot of these claims about, volcanoes and so forth, and they fall into the same kind of argument that, well, you could fit everybody in Texas, you know, and have room. It's baloney. It's bullcrap. That's disinformation. It's an unstudied opinion. The issue is that we are in a very nonlinear phase. We're in a catastrophic phase in terms of our planet's energy balance. There are two studies now that I know of, and I sent this information to you, John, regarding the rate of enthalpy increase. That's the heat increase of the planet, which is mostly going into the oceans. They're headed toward Canfield condition, which is a stratified unoxygen layer. You know, everything will die when that happens. We're increasing around, I believe, on the order of 10 to 14 watts, 4 or 5 Hiroshimas per second. There was a study recently that I know he cited that was on the order of, 3.5 billion Hiroshimas equivalent heat in the last 25 years. That's consistent with a little over 4 on the average. This is what's happening. We're melting down. We are melting down, and it's happening very rapidly.
Well, I think you responded really very well there. Gentlemen, let's take our next caller, Paul in Michigan. Good morning, Paul.
Hi. Paul from Michigan here, and enjoying the discussion. The only thing I got as a comment would be, when I was growing up in the 60s, you know, you could go out in a field, and everywhere you'd look, there was millions of bees all over the field. And we used to catch them in jars just because we were, you know, stupid 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds and stuff. And then, for the most part, we just let them go, but that's what we did. But now, I go out in the field, I really, really have to look to find a bee. So that's the only comment I got. And also, I left my phone number with the board app. If John from Tennessee, I'd like to connect with him if he'd like to connect. Okay, and that's all I got. But I enjoy the show. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Stephen, have you got any response before we move on, sir?
I was going to say something very quickly. The scriptures were brought up, and you know several times in the last few days I've quoted scriptures. I don't use them lightly. I don't wish to cheapen them, or for that matter, misuse them stupidly, which I see a lot of. I would like to refer to the fact that I quoted Revelation 18 recently, and then in particular under the context of Demetra Dudeman's lecture some time ago, talking about America burning. That's an eye-opener. It's on the Internet. Demetra Dudeman, D-U-D-E-M-A-N, not an hour-long lecture. He's from Romania. Might have been of a Pentecostal extraction, I'm not sure. But listen, John, there is a spiritual war going on, and it involves also the biology of the planet and also the mentality of the people at the top of the world. They are in a very dark spiritual place relative to mankind, the heart of mankind. In essence, the solution to this is before kingdoms change, men must change. So, yes, there's a deeply spiritual aspect to all this.
Absolutely. Well, let's take another call here, gentlemen. We got Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to say the same thing. The Bible says the earth groans waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And, you know, that's what we should seek for instead of what's going on right now. And you know, God said he'll have his way in the world then. So somebody can make them. Well, just don't deserve to get them. Because another place in there, it says that it got hotter and hotter and men cursed God more and more. Well, don't curse God. You don't want to be hot. and they do spray the sky full of that guy's full of it. And you can just watch what they're doing. When the corona thing came out, they didn't want any sun. And that sky stayed full of trails, you know, full of them until it became totally cloudy. But you can just say your scriptures and pray your song and it'll go away. You get some sun again. So that's what I wanted to say, that we're bringing all this stuff on our own. And what can I say? That's all. I mean, I'll think of several more things when I get off because I'm not drinking coffee. But really, we can't quote a man, as one of the callers said. You can't use a man. You can't say, I want to get back to the way things used to be. I want to go to the ball tapes. I want to know everything about them, all their scores. But don't ask me anything about the Bible. That's really not important. You can't tell who wrote the Bible. See, the way God wants it, he wants you to trust him before he'll honor you. That's just the way it is. The way in my ears, I've heard. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call, Pat. Steve Benoon, you've heard a lot the last few minutes. Your response, sir?
I like that sister saying what she did and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know, John, and I appreciate Steve O'Neill's comment as well about Revelation 18. The scripture tells us that we were to be able to tread on the heads of scorpions and serpents. But what has happened, and that to me is manifestation of the sons of God, is the earth is groaning, waiting for us to actually take a stand for what's right, for what's the truth. But instead, what we see happening is Revelation 13, power is being given over to the beast. And that's what's said, John. It's given to them in order to be a bring about the calamity and destruction of humanity on the earth. All because the daughters of God are not their rightful position and what they should be doing. And if we end up having time before the broadcast is over, John, I do want to hit this China issue. There's something that I've not made public yet, but I'll wait till it's appropriate.
Well, I think this is an appropriate time. Go for it, Steve.
All right. In the recent briefing I was in, I was requested for this meeting because I had spoke publicly about the Chinese were arming the cartel, and they had formed an alliance with the cartel inside of Mexico, and they wanted to know how I knew this. Well, can't get into all those details, but it's okay. They did confirm, though, that the information that I had brought out was very accurate, that it is true. But we went way back, going back to when the Chinese got involved with the cartels, as it was related to me, and it was also made very clear, because I'm being careful about what I say here. Going back when Clinton was governor of Arkansas, that yes, he was approached by the CIA, which we already know who the director was during that time, in order to put together the plan that they were going to bring in drugs. They brought in black leaders in order to be able to distribute this, kind of where the whole Iran-Contra affair began. Of course, Governor Clinton at the time, former president, was not he was not the only politician that got involved, and not the only high ranking. There were other governors involved as well. And it just so happens, because I know that part of the world very well and the things that went on during that time, because I had my own little piece of the corner in that puzzle. But what happened, though, was the Chinese came in after we had gotten this going for quite some time, after the 90s, when George H.W. Bush had put a stop to the investigation against the power companies that were involved. Of course, it never made the light of day. They said it was embezzling illegal campaign contributions. It wasn't. It was part of the same program. That was Georgia Power, Pacific Power, Gulf Power. They were all involved in the exact same process that the Clintons were in Arkansas, in the MENA, Arkansas Air Base there. It was bringing the drugs in order to have enough money. The CIA knew that they needed a lot of money to be able to thwart governments, overthrow governments. So it wasn't just Nicaragua, South America, Philippines, etc. We just needed large amounts of cash to be able to do so. Well, getting past that part of it, everybody knows those stories anyway. But what the other thing that was happening was the Chinese saw a golden opportunity, and they came in back in the 90s, and they began to offer the cartels large sums of money that they didn't have to work for in exchange for wanting to know the politicians that were involved. I was told recently they hit bullseyes with these politicians. This is why you'll see, if you'll notice, we have some rogue Republicans. And I think it's obvious when we see people like George Bush congratulating Biden on his win, Mitt Romney, which I don't know if Mitt Romney was involved, but I do know the Bush family was definitely involved. I know that for a fact. And many, many Democrats. Oh, my gosh, the Democrats were more involved in this operation than you could ever even imagine. And I know many of them personally. But the thing was, the Chinese got those names. The Chinese later go to these politicians and they blackmailed them that if they did not help them to work to destabilize our country, they would expose them. But they could also profit lucratively if they work with the Chinese to do what they're doing. And this is, if you begin to look then, if you do a little investigation on some of these, including Republicans like Bush family and stuff, and notice the Chinese connection, they're all here. And of course, believe it or not, they're also working under Israel, because friends of mine in the Mossad have told me, quit speaking bad about China. They're going to be the next world superpower. We are working with them. It's obvious. It's very evident that that is true as well. And so therefore, when the Democrats do get back in power, we're going to see some major, major mess. And I'll say one thing in closing on this too, John. I believe that, especially if Trump does not get back in, I was already told there was a major problem between him and Netanyahu. And he's upset them somewhere along the way. And even though I don't agree with him on the Noahide laws, I don't agree with him on the warp speed vaccine plan, those are my only two big issues with him. I believe the man really cares about this country. And I think he did something that didn't go well. And so I know there's a big rift between him and Netanyahu and, of course, other high-ranking elite figures of Israel.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot to digest. Leanne, you got any follow-up on what Steve just said?
No, sir.
That's short and sweet. Steve O'Neill, any follow-up on what Steve just gave us?
Carl, you know, there's so many things that touches on. I almost don't know where to begin, except interesting to mention. Bibi Netanyahu is actually, he's probably in some ways the hard liner that Israel needs right now to keep their country in one piece. And, I remember when he was spokesman during the first Gulf War, and I said, yeah, that guy is going to go somewhere, and he did. People in power there knew he was the kind of guy that I think that probably hold things together there. Listen, we need to find a way to get past this cycle of war and dominance that we just can't seem to break from. It's going to kill us. I know where the Iran-Contra arms, for example, they were in a warehouse in Terre Haute, Indiana. My professor friend knew about this. Inventor of the reverse osmosis filter. It turns out that the president of the university had been a runner for the Watergates when he was over in Arizona. These connection universities were a big part of this. A lot of the university science is trash now because it's under an agenda. There's so many things you could go into. I don't know where to even lead now. We'll leave it there.
Hold on. We got our last break here, Steve. Gentlemen, hold on. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, this is time for our summary. We'll start with Leon Green. We'll go to Steve O'Neill, and then we'll wrap up the summary with Steve Bannon. Leon, please, your summary. One minute, please, sir.
One thing I'd say is that, of course, you have to
be immersed in prayer and continue preparing, knowing that, you know, regardless what happens January 20th, you know, if you're prepared, either way, you will be able to weather the storm much better. And top off all your fluids, diesel, gas, propane, the whole shebang. There should be no, including medical fluids. Do you have access to IV fluids and things of that nature? I mean, people are thinking that everything's going to be hunky-dory, and we already saw what the first lockdown was like. Lockdown 2.0 is going to be much worse and much more oppressive. And you talked about it earlier with New Jersey. So get yourself together now, and time is definitely running out. Less than 60 days. Thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Leon. Steve O'Neill, your summary, please, sir. 60 seconds.
It's important to mention this false green reset, this false environmentalism. It's certainly not anything I'm talking about. It is, in fact, a false pretext that it misleads the public away from the things we really need to do. Dane Wigington, there are a number of areas where I'm critical and feel that he's underanalyzed, and that needs to be fleshed out. He may not be correct on a few things, but there's far too much evidence that what is happening to the planet, he's pretty close to the mark, and that's close enough to realize we're goners if we don't do is make some major changes in the right way and not this false stuff that certainly Biden will get be signed on into. This is important things to discuss later.
All right. Thank you, sir. And Steve Bannoun, his website is israelinewslive.org. Wrap it up for us, please, sir.
Yes, thank you, John, for doing this broadcast. We really appreciate the effort and the hard work that you do to make these things possible. And, you know, John, I'd like to say that everybody that is on this panel, even though we may disagree, and even the caller sometimes, we may disagree with each other on a few little issues here and there, we all have one thing in common, and that is we're all believers. And at the end of the day, we need to stand for Christ, stand up, give back, take back the rightful power that God gave us, and stand for truth in his word, and tread these head of these scorpions and serpents the way God called us to do it.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank Amen. You very much, as always. We every week is a different week with dramatically different circumstances, it seems like. Look forward to having you all back next Tuesday. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's an amazing 2 hours this that we do. Thank you, Leon and Steve and Steve. An amazing 2 hours. We are certainly in uncharted waters at night. Don't know how deep it is. Don't know where the dirt stops and the water begins. That's where we are. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, or your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.